River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting for December 14th, 2023. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Notification of Open Meetings Act posting and meeting procedures. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Clark.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Kenningson.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here.
Item 4, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second, sir.
Teaser Conley, I believe. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Kenningson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Fowler, teaser. I believe. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Kenningson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item 6, I have proof of publication of this meeting and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Item 8, agency association reports and presentations. First up, 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Service report, is a written report by Kristen Schluter, district conservationist. So if you haven't checked that out, please do so. 8B, NARD report, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD legislative conference will be held Monday, January 22nd through Wednesday, the 24th. The directors need to be there on Tuesday, the 23rd, and for various activities. And then Wednesday, the NARD board will be meeting. And Gene does need to have anybody wishing to stay overnight to contact her immediately, as the deadline is January 2nd, I believe, Gene, is that right? So we if you're going to go, we have to get let Gene know by this year.
No, but I'm about to.
And that concludes. And everybody has it in their packet, the agenda, and that concludes my report.
All right. Thank you, Director Teaser. As always, I encourage as many directors as possible to attend that. It's a good conference, and if we can be there, it's always helpful. So thank you. HC, Nebraska Natural Resources Commission, Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not much to report. I was snowed in on that Thanksgiving snowstorm, so could not make it back to Nebraska by the time they had that meeting. So,
okay.
But they're just standard order of business.
All right. Thank you, Director Bradley. 8D, legislative update. I think, John, you're going to take that.
Yeah, Tim can't make it. So we've been spending quite a bit of time, obviously, working with senators. I believe they're 17. This would be their last term, short session. So we've been working on some proactive legislation to access some funding that may become available. We've also been mediating some disputes. And so already over 400 bills have been sent to bill drafters. So the first 10 days, they will introduce bills. This will either be a really bumpy session, or if we've maybe done enough pre-work, it won't be as bad. But there's several proposals. Tim talked last time. They're kind of being bantered around as far as kind of rumor now, but we don't know what will be introduced until the 10th day is up. So we just continue to meet with senators, continue to meet with the executive branch, the fiscal office, and the governor's policy advisors, and just trying to get a handle on what's going on. So we'll continue to do that all the way through until the session's over.
Adoption of the rules is going to be a major issue, isn't it?
Yeah, they think 20 to 30 days, but I know the speaker's trying to work some of that out beforehand. We'll probably, I don't know, that it sounds like there'll be more of similar last year when they put a bunch of bills together and passed more omnibus types of things. So we'll see. I'm sure Josh will have fun this.
All right. Thank you, John Winkler. Item 9, public hearing on acquisition of real property for dam site 12. It is 4:06, call to order. The Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District public hearing on acquisition of real property for dam site 12. Item 2, appointment of hearing officer, general manager John Winkler. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda items 3 is evidence of the proof publication of the hearing notice. Item 4 is explanation of the purpose of the hearing. Brett Meyer.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the Papio Dam Site 12 project and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The proposed land acquisition is from a willing seller. However, he or she has the right to require that such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item 5 is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of the hearing notice, which was posted on December 5th and December 7th, 2023, Omaha World Herald. Exhibit 3 is the preliminary site map of Papio Dam Site 12 project. Exhibit 4 is a map of land acquisition area for Papio Dam Site 12. Agenda item 6, explanation of the purpose and scope of the project. Lori Lester.
Thank you. Can you go to the map, please? The district is proposing Dam Site 12, which is generally located at 216th Street and Fort Street in Omaha. The purpose of this project is to provide public flood control and recreation for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area. Do we have a pointer? Okay. So the dam you'll see at the bottom of the map on the screen there, going across 216th, Fort Street comes in from the east of the project site. Thank you. From the east of the project site, maybe. Okay, I don't know how to use that. So Fort Street comes in from the east there. For this project, it is necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the regional flood control dam and reservoir. The district proposes to acquire fee simple Title II and or permanent and temporary easements in, on, over, and across lands required for the project. The district is currently looking to acquire approximately 55 acres of property for this project. Those are marked in orange on the map. The reservoir has a drainage area of 2.6 square miles, and the normal pool surface area is anticipated to be approximately 43 acres. Dam Site 12 will be a public lake with public access. There will be a recreation element associated with the project. At this time, we anticipate in-lake fisheries, kayak and canoe access, boat access, a trail, and 2 separate picnic areas.
Thank you, Lori. Agenda item 7 is received testimony and statements. Is there anyone in the public that would like to provide any testimony or statements on the project at the public hearing? Second request. And third and final requests. Seeing none, agenda item 8 is reception of the exhibits. And item 9 is a hearing adjournment, which is 4:10 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. Item 10, Subcommittee Reports. First up, 10A, Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee, Director Ted Chapp.
Thank you, Chairman Stefanski. Be it resolved that the minutes of the December 12th, 2023 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, amendments to the Papio NRD's 2024 Pay Program Administration Manual. It's recommended that the proposed amendments to the Papio's NRD's Pay Program Administration Manual for 2024 be approved and incorporated into the district's policy manual, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on the 2024 pay program? Staff? Directors? Questions? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Gaff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
Item number two, amendments to the Papio NRD's 2024 Employee Handbook. It's recommended that the proposed amendments to the Papio NRD's 2024 Employee Handbook be approved and incorporated into the district's policy manual, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff or directors? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
And Chairman.
Yes.
That completes my agenda.
All right. Efficiency, Director Japp. Nice work. All right. Item 10B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of this December 12, 2023 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10B1, bids for the Silver Creek Watershed Dam Sites 30 and 33 Improvement Projects. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute a contract CDS Enterprise in a not to exceed amount of $144,100.50 for the Silver Creek Watershed Dam Sites 30 and 33 Improvement Projects. Submit the changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as deployed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Director Thompson?
Yeah, John Winkler, did we get any information on my question Tuesday about where the deficiencies arrived from?
As far as deficiencies, I can't really speak to. We did go back and look at when the original agreement was for Olson was done in August 2021 by the board. That was approved for an agreement of $123,603. I did include the maps and some pictures to kind of show what's wrong with the structures. This is the locations. This pointer thing, I'm not going to try to use after watching Lori, but Site 30 is kind of there on the south end of the watershed, you can see, and Site 33 is just straight to the west. They're on the southern end of the Silver Creek watershed structures, and if you keep going down, Bill, it'll show some pictures of where the actual deficiencies that were defined by the DNR. So this is Site 30. It doesn't really show much, but the seepage areas, you can see where a lot of the groundwater is coming out a lot along the toe of the structure there. And then if you keep going down, I think there's one more picture, I believe. Well, that's 33. So this is Site 33. You can see the sloughing on the outlet channel. This wasn't actually part of the original construction of the dam. So this is, I'll say, not really a deficiency.
If you can summarize a deficiency, was any of it due to ineffective design?
I'm not an engineer. I don't know. Maybe Martin, if you had a better comment on that. Martin, he was with
here.
The DNR.
Welcome,
so.
Martin. Your name was brought up.
Hey,
too,
Martin. Sir.
I'd be happy to talk about that. The at the one site, this site actually was designed by NRCS as a side note. So the Natural Resources Conservation Service design is at 33, which is not the one you're talking about probably, but the other site, 30, was designed by Olson. And so we hired Olson because they basically knew this area, knew the watershed, knew kind of how things function. As far as this particular site, what's happened really is the seepage going through the dam wasn't really intercepted properly with the drains that exist. There's gravel drains in the dam, and so they aren't really adequate to control the water. This is really what's going on. There are some assumptions you make when you design a dam, and I think what's happened here is there are some sand-bearing aquifers that kind of come into this site that really weren't probably intercepted properly. You know, whether you could argue that Olson maybe should have caught that. I think they alerted the staff at the time that there's a risk of that having a problem here, but the staff said, you know, the odds were low. Let's go ahead and proceed with it. It's kind of where things were at. So it's kind of a joint risk management thing that went on here. I think the staff, as well as Olson at the time, knew that there's a risk here, slight risk of some problems. And basically, Olson has said, let's go ahead and try it. We think it's going to be okay without having additional work. And so that's kind of the bottom line, is it was a choice made by the district staff and Olson at the time. And so you could have did the Cadillac approach on the sand drain. They didn't do that because they were going to save money. Now we're going back and doing it again. So it's really a thing where either you pay me now or pay me later. Sometimes it's what happens. Usually we try to minimize the cost to the district. We can. So at the time, I think the district staff that were involved in the decision said, you know, the risk is low. Olson thinks it's low. Let's go ahead and proceed with this design. So that's kind of what happened, you know.
So what I'm hearing is it may or may not have been deficiency, but it wasn't a result of their ineffective work.
Right.
Okay.
They did what we asked them to do, and just unfortunately it was...
And then further on, I was worried that we hired them to correct a mistake, but you're telling me that's not the deal.
Right. We hired them because they knew the site, basically.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Mark.
I have one question. Yeah. How often are these dams like that inspected?
They're inspected by the NRCS, by us, our maintenance staff on a yearly basis. So people like Lowell Roper up north and Bill Warren, they go out yearly and look at these sites. People like myself, engineering staff, will go out every 5 years on a site like this. This is low hazards. We go out every 5 years. On a high hazard structure such as Walnut Creek and structures like this dam out here, we go every year and look at them. So DNR looks at the low hazard ones on about a 3-year cycle. And so we've looked at the site actually in the past and said, you know, there's some water coming out near the principal spillway. Let's watch it for a little while. We kind of like conclude, let's watch it. But it got a little worse, and we said, what's going to happen eventually is this water is basically following the pipe. Eventually, you're going to lose the dam because the pipe would be washed out. And so the worst thing you're going to have with the dam is seepage at the base of the pipe. That's always the worst condition. Most dams, to a certain extent, have some seepage. That's kind of the nature of a dam because you're holding water back, and water wants to get down to the lower point. So it's not uncommon to have a little bit of wetness sometimes at the bottom of the dam slope. But when you have water coming out like a stream, that's like a red flag you need to get taken care of. Fortunately, in this case, this dam is not above any houses. You know, it's not above a road. It's out in the middle of nowhere, kind of. So if it fell tomorrow, what would happen is basically it damage the farmer's property down below. So the risk is less. So you have a little bit of latitude there and try to take a little more time to observe it and see if it's getting any worse. And so conclusion by, I think, the DNR as well as our own staff and then our consultant said, we need to take care of this. It's not getting better. And eventually we're going to have the dam maybe will eventually wash out. Again, it's low hazard. There's not much water above it, but there's still a risk of it damaging the farmer's land below it. So something to take care of.
Yeah, it's kind of a judgment call as to when it reaches a critical point that something has to be done, because obviously it hasn't been going on. It's been going on for a while.
Right. We have, you know, of 100 dams that we have, I bet there's, you know, at least 1/5 of them have some seepage down there at the base. And usually it's something you just monitor. It's not flowing water. You think it's not a problem. We actually did a structure down in Bellevue a number of years ago, rehab, S32. It was had no problem before we did the work, and all of a sudden did the work. Seepage started coming down near the base of the structure. So we went in and did a repair, and this was like about maybe 10 years ago now. But did a repair, and it took care of the problem for the most part, but it's like you change the condition because you put a new pipe on the structure. All of a sudden, there's a seepage problem. There wasn't before. It was like it was a perfect structure before. All of a sudden, it became a problem. You did some work on it. So it's maybe a monkey with something. Sometimes it can create havoc, too. But you basically observe these, and you know kind of which ones have problems. And when DNR tells us, you know, this is a problem, that we definitely react to that. we also, on our own mind, know what to expect. And so our maintenance staff kind of know when they see a structure that has a problem, they'll alert me, and then we go out and look at it. And so they're pretty well trained in knowing what to see, what to look for, too. And they're seeing it more often, actually, every year, but probably at least once a year they go out to every site, but they go out probably more often than that. And they look at those issues. That's why the number one issue is there water coming out of the dam someplace? And that's, if it is, not a good situation. So in this case, we're doing the right thing. We're fixing it before the dam has it fails on us or something like that. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark.
Sure.
Director Brad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you pull up the photograph? I think it was number 33.
The seepage one right there? Okay.
Or the other, the next one.
The slough, okay.
The next slide. There. Now, that to me looks like a classic case of tonguing. Looks like someone's sticking their tongue out. That can occur naturally, because of the dam deficiency, or did that occur naturally?
Really, what's going on there, probably there's a tendency in that creek channel to have sloughs anyway, but anytime you put a dam in, what you do is you basically raise the water level in that area. And the drains in the dam are intended to bring that water level down and safely exit it out the bottom of the channel. In this case, probably what's happened, quite honestly, is that the drains aren't adequate to control all the water. So the water is finding an exit point on the side slope, and it's coming out, and it's actually causing it to slough. So once you get this stabilized with rock and so forth, it'll be probably fine. But water is trying to exit, so it makes that slope unstable, and that's really what's going on. Anytime you, again, build a dam, you're raising the water table, basically, what we call water table, and so it makes that whole area around it more prone to have this kind of condition. And we've had smaller sloughs in some structures in the past. We usually just kind of observe them. As long as they're not close to the outlet, we don't really worry about them, but it isn't uncommon. It isn't like, maybe one out of every 10 dams, maybe we have, or maybe one out of 20 is a better number, but it's a pretty low number. But you can have sloughs on smaller structures that maybe you don't have as significant drain system fields as you do. The bigger structure, you usually have a more significant drainage plan. And so smaller structures, usually it's not as quite as elaborate, and that's part of it, why you have problems more on smaller structures. And so this structure isn't in immediate danger, but the closer it gets to that dam, you have a concern about the dam being in jeopardy at some point. So it's getting close enough to be worried about it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other director questions for Martin?
Okay. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you, Martin. Roll call.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Davidson.
Yes.
Yes.
10B2, Mopac Trail Permanent Easement to Plain Sand and Gravel. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to grant a permanent easement submitted to Advantage Investment Properties, LLC, for vehicle and pedestrian ingress and egress, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff or directors? Roll call.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye. Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
10B3, Papillion Creek Watershed Agreement with Natural Resources Conservation Service. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed Papillion Creek Watershed's Supplemental Watershed Agreement number 9 with NRCS, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item? Staff or directors? Director Jeff.
Is there any type of time frame on this particular item as to when we could expect anything to happen, if at all?
No, it would be after the 30-day public notice, if everything is fine, and it would be up to the district to make some applications for dollars for construction.
That could be any type of time frame.
Yeah, and I suspect not super quick, just because, and also I think the continuing resolutions, it might be a little hard to make those applications.
Okay, and what would this, the notice look like that you were referring to earlier?
Oh, the public notice?
Right.
So that is, it's published in Town Hall World Herald, also our website and the NRCS website, and it takes this agreement that gets approved tonight and packages it up with the environmental assessment and the finding of no significant impact, and that goes out to agencies and the public to review.
Okay, thank you.
Any other director questions or comments? Roll call.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Please my report, Mr. Chairman.
Director Conley, item 10C, Finance Expenditure and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the December 12, 23 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, fiscal year 23 audit recommendation that the FY23 audit report prepared by Bergen KDB be accepted and the GM be directed to file an authenticated copy of the audit report with the Nebraska Auditor of Public Accounts and the Nebraska Natural Resources Commission, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item? Staff or directors? Roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
Item 2, Cranford Lake Water Main Extension Project, a USDA loan resolution form recommendation that the board approve the proposed USDA loan resolution form RUS Bulletin 1780-27 for the Cranford Lake Water Main Extension Project, and I so move.
Anyone out there from the public wish to speak on this item? Staff or directors? You guys are easy. Roll call.
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
Item B, USDA grant agreement form recommendation. The board approves a proposed USDA water and waste system grant agreement form RUS Bulletin 1780-12. For the Cranford Lake Water Main Extension Project, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors? I might add before we take a roll on this that here's another project that's a year early and on budget, actually below budget, which allowed us to use the grant money for other cool stuff around the area. So. Congratulations to Justin and Terry and staff up there for getting that done. That's pretty good stuff. So, thank you. Roll call.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
I conclude my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 11, huh? Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, I'd like to say thank you to Carrie and her fine staff for another year. Great audit. You guys just do such an amazing job. Thank you very much. I'd like to take items A through I, all-inclusive, and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the permanent record. I so move.
Second.
Second, Director Bradley. Public comments, staff, directors? Roll call.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes. Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 12, Chairman's Report. A couple of things before we get into our service awards. First up, Jim Thompson may have procured a shovel illegally, but we'd like to hear more about that, Jim, if you wouldn't mind.
I reappropriated this shovel from Hawkins Construction. I was asked to go to the groundbreaking for the Baby Bob. It's the extension of the Bob Ferry pedestrian bridge. And Amanda was there as well, and who was, and Eric, yeah, we had a couple of staff there as well. I didn't get a chance to speak, which was fine, because the water lasted longer, it was cold as heck. And anyway, so we got done, and as you all know, there's a shovel hanging on the wall from the original Bob Carey Bridge that we participated in as a board. It's duly recognized on the plaque on the bridge. Is anyone who has not been on the bridge in this room? No one wants to admit it, but I hope everyone's walked that bridge. And over Iowa. So the event was on a cold, windy day, and Mayor Council Bluffs was there, Matt Walsh, Gene Stothard, Mayor of Omaha, Morgan Bay from Belmont, who contributed. I'm not sure who the Larry Foster, who was Parks Director for Omaha when Bob Carey Bridge started. And then he moved to Council Bluffs, so he performed a dual role. But anyways, we got done, and there's all the channels there, and I didn't arrange to get a presentation of the picture, but it was in Omaha World Herald as well. And I hope you saw that. But yep. Everyone takes a shovel, you know, like this. I kept shoveling. You know, there's a lot of work to do here, you know. Shovel didn't get really damaged, but, you know, it's belongs to Hawkins. When I said, can I have the shovel for our office? And the guy kind of said, well, they're ours. we'll, when the 3 years is up, we've given $750,000 for the our portion of, as I told the World Herald afterward, of the trail extension. We do the trail. So this was a trail extension from the original trail over to Council Bluffs. Try to get that language in there, but in my mind, that's what we do. That's why we justify it. So I present an unlabeled shovel. Maybe we'll get it labeled and hung up to the chairman for further display in our lobby out there, along with the other ones. So, and thank you all, board, for participating in the building of that. It's under construction now. I'm not sure exact date of when it's going to be done.
I think back to the river. I think they said it's going to be done this fall. Or
that's going to be quick in October.
October, yeah.
I got a kick out of the Mayor Walsh got up from Council Bluffs. He was on the city council of Council Bluffs, and they didn't like the name of Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge. And I was on the naming committee. There's three of us from Omaha, three from Council Bluffs, and they said, Bob Carey was a Nebraska senator. And this, you know, what does this have to do with Council Bluffs? And I thought, you know, Dodge Street is named after your senator over in Iowa. And everyone uses Dodge Street all the time. So anyway, I didn't get a chance to tell that story. But that's what happened in the naming committee. We named it the Bob Carey Bridge. So. There you go.
Well, I say well done, and it was there, so good job, Jim. Good job. It's good to have that here. So, let's see, a couple more items. I'd like to congratulate John and Jean and Nicole and staff on the Toys for Tots toy drive. I think once again we kind of blew that out of the water upon delivery down at Offutt. Can you say just a couple words about that?
Yeah,
John?
So it was an amazing result. We had a van, the whole IE van was stuffed full. So I went down there on Saturday when they did the kind of Santa's workshop. They had over 150 kids, E6 and below, were eligible for a free toy. Saw several kids walking out, you know, big dump trucks and dolls and all that. They used every toy we donated. So Over 500 and some personnel they have on list that need extra assistance during the holidays. Again, I said this before, but it's absolutely disgusting how members of our military, some of them can't, you know, earn enough to support a family. So they're working on that. But until that day, I think we're going to continue to do that. The only thing I've heard from people that helped was, are we going to do it again next year? Sarpy County, City of Bellevue, Bellevue Police Department, obviously the Papu NRD, MITRE Inc. Company in Bellevue, a civilian contractor, a small bookstore in Bellevue. They all contributed. I had people, just neighbors, stop by to put toys on my porch because they seen it on social media, and they said, here's a bag full of dolls, here's a whatever. So totally amazing. They were, the wing commander's wife was there, and she was completely, and her comment was, of all the places they've been in the world, the Offa community and the Bellevue community supports the military personnel better than anyone in the entire world. So very proud to be a part of that organization and helping out. So thanks to everybody that donated. I had some directors that donated, and staff obviously did a great job. But so it looks like maybe bigger and better next year. So I guess that's the direction we got. But thank you to everybody. And Kevin, obviously Pathfinder Wealth Advisors, collected too. Don't forget them. Mr. Sapinski did a great job at his office. He had a ton of them too. So greatly appreciated.
Happy to do it. Doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah. So,
nice work, everybody, on that. Our treasurer, Tim Fowler, brought it up. But Carrie, congratulations once again on a great audit. I mean, that doesn't get much cleaner than that. So that also is good stuff. Okay. On to service awards. We have a service award for a director and service awards totaling 270 years for staff. So, sorry. All right, first up, 20 years of service. This certificate is presented to Tim Fowler in recognition of your loyalty and outstanding achievements with the Papu Missouri Natural Resources District. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Group hug.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, certificate of appreciation awarded to Kyra Peterson for 5 years of service. Okay. And then use a picture. We'll make sure we get that to her. Yeah. Moving on down the line here. Certificate of appreciation awarded to Bill Brush for 10 years of service. Appreciation awards Gene Friends Tate for 30 years.
big shoes to fill in.
Right there.
Yep.
Okay, Marty couldn't be here, but here's an award for 35 years of service to Marty. Marty's on the east. Okay. Certificate of appreciation awarded to John Zog for 40 years of service. John? Boy, I'm 6 years old.
Love it.
Awarded to Bill Moore.
A couple here just because I'm sure there's some blinkers.
$270, holy moly.
Okay, last up for me, I'd just like to wish staff, directors, everyone here a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I hope you get to spend a lot of time with family and friends and really enjoy the season. So thank you for everything. And with that, item 13, General Manager Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, congratulations to all the service recipients and all your years of service and very much grateful to work with you and learn from you. Information education highlights are attached. We hosted a field trip with two local high school AP environmental science classes, and you can read about what they did here. Personnel miscellaneous items, 2024 elections will be held for the odd number subdistrict. So if you're in 1, 3, 7, 9, or 11, you'll be running for re-election. The primary will be May 14th. Obviously, if there's more than two, there will be runoff in the primary. If not, then you will advance to the general on November 5th. The incumbent filing deadline is February 15th, and non-incumbent is March 1st. Wanted to announce to a job change with the district. Doug Bithel has served as our land steward from February to December of 2023. Doug will continue to work in the park department as a seasonal groundkeeper next spring, so he decided to let lighten his load and retire a little bit. We did receive a heartfelt poem from Joe Pearson. I think I sent that out. You can read that as well. Thanking our parks, it was kind of unique. Thanking our park staff for obviously keeping up the facility and all they do here at Chaco to keep it up and running and beautiful. Report on purchases, construction services, professional services, and personal properties attached, as well as the current ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed meeting was held on Thursday, November 30th. The minutes are attached. There will be no meeting in December. I will just reiterate what Chairman Sapinski said. Everyone, hope you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and everyone have a safe and fun holiday season. So that concludes my report.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. Item 14, please note that the offices will be closed, of course, for Christmas, New Year's Day, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day. meeting in San Diego is coming up, NACD in February, and of course, our next board meeting will be on January 11th. And with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Cookies and stuff in it.